The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So last segment, little bit of Lions, Monday Night Football. Now, just don't. I want them to win, first of all. I hate the Packers. Want them to win. But if you lose, just don't get embarrassed. All right, you know, you are with the Lions in moral victory. You're still in moral victory territory, right? I'll take. I want a victory, but I'll take not getting embarrassed. Ira, Dan Campbell, he was able to not get embarrassed in week one. He was en route on the verge of getting embarrassed. His team down 4 touchdowns. Would they quit or would they fight? They chose the latter. They fought. That says a little something, at least in the early stages, about the buy-in factor. I bring that up as a little bit of early praise compared to the guy I wanted to be the coach. After Eric Bieniemy. So after Eric Bieniemy, you remember who I say, hey, man, they got to go get this guy. You remember who I was saying? After Eric Bieniemy, who did I want to coach the Lions? He's from Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah, Saleh, the guy from the Jets now. Right,
exactly. Robert Saleh. Man, you look at him, especially in yesterday's game. That was coaching malpractice. Did you see that? How do you do that? So let me set the stage. So they've gone with Zach Wilson, BYU. You know, this is the quarterback of the present and the future. He is the guy. Ira, he was confounded. He was perplexed. He was confused. He didn't know what he was looking at on that football field. You know, they were talking about how, and he threw 4 interceptions in the game. All right, that's case in point of not knowing what you're looking at. He was in the press conference, and they were talking him through the interceptions. They said, well, what happened? And he said, well, on you know, both the first couple of interceptions, they were a man-to-man. Man, Ira, they were talking. One of the analysts was like, they weren't a man-to-man, they were in zone. And what is this dude talking about? Didn't know what he was looking at. So if analysts can see that, you know his coach could see it, but they left him in there. 3 interceptions, he's in there. 4 interceptions, he's in there, Ira. Now, some people on the outside might say, well, that's just the coach telling this quarterback, look, young fella, you're gonna take your shots now. You're going to take your lumps now, but I want you to grow through it. Most coaches would be like, look, man, he's taking enough of a beating, enough of a pounding. We don't want to wreck his confidence. You know the problem, Ira? They didn't have another quarterback. How do you not go in the game with another game-ready quarterback? How do you do that? And so here I am, all, you know, after Eric Bieniemy, it looks like it's not going to happen with him. I'm saying Robert Saleh, man, he can't. All right, you talk about leaving your quarterback out to dry? Hanging him out to dry? I mean, you could wreck a dude like that. That was really bad. They don't have another game-ready option. How do you do that with a rookie quarterback? I mean, you don't have to go out and get, you know, have a guy that you want to be the quarterback now, and then you work your guy in, Tyrod Taylor, Justin Herbert. You don't have to do that, right? But you at least need a guy that, like a Ryan Fitzpatrick or someone like that. If the dude is struggling, I can at least take this man out and put the old, you know, wily veteran in to, you know, move the chains a little bit, to calm things, maybe give us a chance to win, but at least preserve the psyche of our quarterback. And here you have Robert Saleh, man. We just heard Scott Bell talking about how Ryan Day hadn't really had to face adversity. He's an inexperienced coach, and that part of his coaching acumen hadn't been tested yet. Now we're kind of seeing it be tested a little bit. Here it is, Robert Saleh. You think this is very basic coaching 101. Have more than one game-ready quarterback. How do you go into the game, into a game in the NFL, not having a game-ready quarterback? So in the early stages of these two coaching tenures, the guy I wanted versus the guy we have, has passed at least the initial very early, super early test. It's okay, man. At least his team didn't give up. At least they didn't lie down. At least they didn't quit. Robert Saleh, man, dude, get somebody else ready. Can't have your young quarterback out there throwing four picks. Maybe you made light work of it for Bill Belichick and crew. I mean, they said, and just watching the game on Red Zone, they said, man, they weren't doing anything really complex. Just you had a quarterback that just was rattled, which can happen with a young guy. And you can wreck a young dude like that. I mean, we use pitchers as an example, Ira, but think about it. Remember David Carr got...
Oh, he got shellacked.
He got shellacked early and was never was the guy after
never
that.
Never the same. Now, there is something about Bill Belichick against rookie quarterbacks. His numbers against rookie quarterbacks are staggering. And he wasn't even doing, as you said, not doing a ton against them, but he was still messing them up. I remember dealing, and this is a guy, Al could probably talk about this, because Al had Jason Campbell in college at Auburn. JC got to Washington, and I think the first year he had a playbook with 700 pages, and he had no offensive line. The next year he had a new coordinator with a different playbook. The third year, a different coordinator. And by year four, he had been beaten physically because he had no protection, and mentally because he had four different playbooks and all this different stuff. And you can totally break a quarterback before he ever gets a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely possible. So you hope that they don't do this to him in New York. I mean, we don't actually care, but for his sake, you hope they don't do that. But we've seen many examples. Carr's a great example. He just got bombarded in Houston. Bombarded. Who knows what kind of career he could have had if he actually had protection and a little time to ease in. Didn't have it. It's a fair thing. And we talked about that many times. Like, maybe this isn't the year to draft a quarterback. You know, maybe the Lions should wait a little bit. And now this year again, maybe not be the year to draft a quarterback.
So, I mean, are you fired up about Sam Howell so far?
I'm not fired up about any quarterback I've seen in college when it comes to translating that to the pros.
Are you fired up about Spencer Rattler?
No, I wouldn't. No, I want that high pick this year to be someone else, to be a cornerstone for the organization, and then I'm a year away from a quarterback, unless something changes in the next 2 months.
I mean, dude. You know. Anyway. And Spencer, what year is Spencer Rattler? It all runs together for me.
I think he's a junior now, isn't he? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It all runs together.
Blurry. It's all a blur.
It's just, whatever the case, like you said, I'm looking around, and it's not looking like a quarterback draft. So what? Lions? It's fine. Two first-round picks this year, two first-round picks the next year. Delay it a year. Yeah, but let's take care of the pick. Come on, man. Packers are a wounded animal. Don't let them bite you. Hopefully the turmoil continues for Aaron Rodgers and company. We got to get to a break. Come back on the other side and close things out here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.